Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first pediatric influenza-associated death in the state for the 2024-25 season. Nationwide, 16 pediatric influenza-associated deaths have been reported. Respiratory illness activity is currently high in Wisconsin. Emergency department visits due to flu and RSV have also increased, especially in infants and young children. While getting vaccinated against respiratory viruses is important for everyone, it is especially important for young children, older adults, people with chronic health conditions, and those who are pregnant. Getting vaccinated can help prevent illness or reduce the severity of symptoms and serious complications if someone does get sick. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against flu and COVID-19. Infants 8 months or younger and those 9 to 19 months with an increased risk of RSV can receive the RSV vaccine. Parents and caregivers can get information about which vaccines are right for their children from their health care provider. It's recommended those who are between 32 weeks and 36 weeks pregnant get one dose of the maternal RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, administered September through January. Adults 75 and older and those 60 to 74 who have an increased risk of RSV are also eligible to get vaccinated against RSV. The Richland County Health Department is holding a vaccination clinic this afternoon from 1 to 4. Make an appointment by calling 608-647-8821. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy was in Washington, D.C. Wednesday for his confirmation hearing as President-elect Trump's pick to be Secretary of Transportation. Duffy says no federal agency impacts Americans' daily lives more than the Department of Transportation. Duffy also says Trump is a builder and wants to invest in rebuilding the country's infrastructure. Duffy was introduced and has the support of both Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tabbed for materials and training for school staff to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money isn't released by June 30th, the funds go into the state surplus. Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ+ rights. It is also part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, hears arguments today and will issue a ruling in the coming months. As bird flu begins to pop up across Wisconsin, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced it will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine for poultry to match the current strain. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the first positive test in poultry flock in Barron County in December, soon after confirming the first positive human case stemming from that infected flock, as well as another positive poultry test in Burnett County. State officials say they've been forced to depopulate over 73,000 birds in three commercial flocks so far. Meanwhile, grocery shoppers are noticing an increase in the price of eggs, and at some stores, a limit on how many dozen you can buy at a time. The Wisconsin Growers Association says the reason for the price increase is the spread of the bird flu. The USDA said in 2024, the price of eggs went up almost 8%. This year, they are predicting an increase of 11%. The current avian or bird flu outbreak is the largest on record, and cage-free eggs seem to be the most impacted by the bird flu. Baby foods are safe, but not all of them are healthy. A recent study from the World Health Organization says that 2/3 of baby foods on grocery store shelves in the U.S. are unhealthy. Ellen Compton is a registered dietitian with Gunderson Health System.
They were looking at baby foods in the U.S. and a lot of our food marketing kind of across the board can be deceptive, especially to, you know, busy parents who just want to grab and go and have a variety of food for their kids. There are claims on some packaging that can be somewhat deceptive. So, for example, you know, just because something says that it's organic or wholesome or BPA free does not necessarily mean that it's going to be considered like a health food. You know, many, many things can be organic. Sugar can be organic, and you don't want to be giving your baby lots of sugar. And this study also talked a lot about, you know, there are added sweeteners in baby foods. The pouches that parents kind of tend to grab are higher in some added sweeteners. Granted, a lot of them are fruit-based, so they're going to be sweeter in nature. But having parents kind of look out for words like apple juice concentrate or any sort of juice concentrate that is going to be an added sugar that's not natural to the fruit itself that's in the pouch.
Take the claims of the pouches on the shelf with a grain of salt.
Make sure that you are using them kind of in moderation, like a quick grab and go type snack or something like that, and not relying on them completely to feed your child. So doing a variety of different foods and advancing the texture of those foods as tolerated by your own child. So making sure that they're safe when they're chewing and swallowing and they can actually handle that. Because it is important to not just be slurping down liquid food. We do need to have them develop those oral motor skills that they're going to need to, you know, someday chew something like steak. So definitely want to develop that in them too.
Ellen Compton says while the studies showed that many of those foods don't meet protein requirements, parents need to remember that fruit and vegetable purees will not have protein in them. She adds that it's okay to give babies food of this nature. Governor Tony Evers is praising the Wisconsin Health and Educational Facilities Authority for their work supporting nonprofits across the state in 2024. According to a press release, the agency completed financing for 13 nonprofit organizations in 13 cities last year, issuing bonds totaling over $550 million. The agency's yearly review estimated that their efforts supported 47 direct jobs and over 3,000 construction jobs. Nonprofit borrowers included various acute care, educational, and senior living facilities. Some Wisconsin residents are not a fan of the Department of Transportation's new winter road condition labels, starting a petition to bring back the old labels on the 511 Wisconsin app. The DOT uses the app to share road condition updates with drivers and recently replaced some labels like slippery and snow or ice covered with broader labels. They say the previous labels included conditions that could change quickly, leaving their map inaccurate at times. Critics say the old labels were important for delivery drivers who need more specific updates. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A Sextonville High School graduate serves on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, Article CS7850, it was found in a historical essay. His name, Chester Almiron Fowler. He was born 1862 and died 1948. He was a lawyer and a judge, born in Rubicon of what was then Dodge County. His father was a soldier in the Union Army during the Civil War. Chester's family moved to the Richland County area, and he attended Sextonville High School and is listed as one of the distinguished graduates of that school. He graduated from Whitewater Normal School in 1884. After graduating, he went on to serve 1 year as a grade school principal and then 2 years as a high school principal. It was then that he went to the University of Wisconsin, attained his Bachelor of Arts in 1889. He was admitted to the bar in 1889 and practiced law in Omaha, Nebraska from 1889 to 1894, and then he returned to Wisconsin in 1894. He set up a law practice in the offices both in Portage and Montello. He was a Democrat who was elected as a judge of the newly formed 18th Judicial District in 1905 and was successfully reelected until he was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 1929. He was filling the vacancy caused by the death of Justice A.J. Vinge. He was elected to the unexpired term in 1930 and was thereafter reelected to the High Court bench until his death in 1948. Among his best-known decisions is that of the Employers Mutual Life Insurance Company versus Tollefson, in which his attack on the, quote, and slash or, quote, legal phrase was so caustic that it attracted nationwide attention. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the 1883 fire on January 28th in Richland Center.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaking Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
An American Red Cross blood drive was held in Richland Center yesterday, where donors nearly met the goal of 75 units. 71 units were collected yesterday, which included 20 Power Red. Thank you to all the donors working to save lives. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has declared highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will expand to include the entire state beginning today. The frozen road law allows heavier loads for trucks carrying logs cut crosswise and salt and sand for winter maintenance while cold weather allows. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. WISDOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecast, along with frost tubes, which are liquid-filled devices under pavement, to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads. More information on overweight permits can be found on the WISDOT Oversize Overweight Permits webpage. Haulers with specific questions can contact WISDOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Kathy Harris of Wausau on ticket number 335. It's 32 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1224. Today's final statistics are next.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.